starting the Zayin, we're starting on top of Mem Zayin, Itma. Talking about Itma. Hoyloi bonim v'yosei oivet v'chovim. A person had children while he was a goy, and his gayer, and then he became a ger. He does not have a bechor l'nachla. Because the halacha is that if someone has a child when he's a goy, and then he turns to a ger, that kid is not Yerushim. So therefore, that kid can't be the bechor. And the kid that comes afterwards is also not a bechor, because he had a bechor already. He already had a kid. So he had a child when he was a goy, and now he became a yid. So the child that he had when he was a goy is enough to disqualify the next kid from being a bechor. And that kid itself can't get pishnayim because he's not roya for Yerusha. So v'yechonam ha'in lo'i b'chal ha'nachla. Shemim yalakos shom v'yesh lo'i b'chal ha'nachla. The Mark explains, v'yechonam ha'in lo'i b'chal ha'nachla d'ahava l'reish jayna. He already had a first child. Shemim yalakos shom v'yesh lo'i b'chal ha'nachla. He does have a b'char, which means the next kid that's born after his yid will be a b'char. Because ger shin is gayer katan shenay l'dami. You look at this ger, that he's a brand new person. And he's a brand new person, so he's having his first child now. He had his first child now, so that child will be a b'char. Even though it's not really his oldest is when he was a goy. But this child will be a bechor. The first child he has after his yid will be a bechor. That's a shlakish old. We have a similar machlekes of Yechonar Mishlakish. The Itma, we learned. If he had children while he was a goy, when his guy became a ger, Yechonar Mekayim Pir Rivya. He already has Mekayim the Mitzvah Pir Rivya. And he doesn't have to do it again. He's Mekayim already the Mitzvah. That's Peru of Uyuz. You know, he's Mekayim already when he's a guy. Shemalakos of Mekayim. He's not Mekayim. Rechla Mekayim, why? Lo Yisoyu Boro Lo Sheves Yitzara. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world only to populate the world. That's the reason. And he already did that. He populated the world. And Shemalakos of Mekayim, why? Gershon Eskai, Kadosh Nehudam. This person right now, this Avraham, this Avraham over here never was Mekayim anything. He's a brand new person. He just was born. So therefore, it doesn't help what he did in a different life. And therefore, he has to do it again. So that's the same two machlokes in Mishlokes. Both kids, Mishlokes says, he's a ger. A ger is a kekotin shenoladami. And one is the geya, his bechar. He's called, he has bechar. Now the other one is the geya that he was never Mekayim, period of Arivya. But Sricha, you need both his machlokes. The Yitra of Hakamaisam. If you said the first case, there I understand Rishlokas saying he's like a new person. Why? When he's a guy, he's lavin nachlanu, which means that right now when it becomes a ger, the kid who was born while he was a guy is not going to yerush from him. So we understand there, klapa Yerusha, regarding Yerusha, he's like a new person because anyone he had before he became a ger is taken out yeris from him. Abaha may by pruvu may moyle riechadon the loytavar al shavas yitzara havle shavas the ma'isa the yikatayna he's more negaya in the mitzvah because he had the mitzvah even shas when he was a guy and maybe he was becoming the mitzvah ready. Viyetar baha kamar rav yechadon what they have a loy soil shavas yitzara they have this chiyah this then yeah that after Eden.
That's one of the seven mitzvahs?
No. It's because it's not really a mitzvah set. It's not really one of the mitzvahs. With 613 mitzvahs, it's like Toyu Bar Lashav Zara. Just, but it's a certain thing.
They all come by the same one.
This
is a different
wife for Lashav. Why? Why is Rishi get a
wife?
No. Pluchia Peru have a wife. No. It's on a chayv on a person. The wife. No. No. Who talking about Pederachim now? We're not talking about Pederachim here. We're talking about here Bechor L'Nachla or Pru Revu. We're not talking about Pederachim now. Abaha, so what you would say so the first thing you're saying, if you only said it the first Machlai, because you say there's Lav L'Nachla, but here he's more Shaykhtit, maybe even Rav Shlokas agrees, he's Mekayim it. If you said the second one, because there Rav Yechon says, you have the Shavas Yitzara. Avaha, maybe by Nachla, and Moed Leir Hashem. Lakas Shriecha, therefore you need to vote two Machlaikasim. The bottom line, we have two Machlaikasim, Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokas. If a Ger is regarding Nachla and regarding Pru Ravu. Now, Gemara is going to attempt to ask Epis Akash on the Aron Shlokas and Yechlan. Tanan. Mi Shaloi Hoyu Loi Bonim. It said in our Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Someone who did not have children, Venosa Isha Shakvar Yolda. One of the examples are that of Bechar LeNachla and not Bechar LeKayin was someone who did not have children yet, but he married Isha, already had other children, already had a Paterechem. One other example is Oida Shifcha Veshtachra, Oida Bechar Veshkaira. Or you married a Shifcha who had a baby while she was Shifcha, now she became free and you married her. Or a Goita who had a baby before she became a Ger, and now she became a Ger and you married her. Mishabas Yisrael Yolda. The halacha is Lod Bechar LeNachla and Bechar LeKayin. The Mishnah says that very simple. It's Bechor LeNachla. Why? Because it's his first son. But it's not a Bechor LeKoyim because it's not the Peterechim of the Isha. That's the Mishnah says. Very clear, very simple Mishnah. But the Gemara says, what's the case? Yoldam man, who did this Giyaris give birth from? Ilem Yisrael Shloi Hayo Lebanim Ma'iria Giyaris V'Shivcha Afil Bas Yisrael Nami. Ilema, who did he give birth from? If it was from Yisrael Shal Lebanim, my ear Geres Shivcha, Philip Basi Shal Nami. El Alav, Megeres Shahoyu Lebanim, Venez Gayer. What's the case over here? If it was, who do you have a child right now from? If he had a child from the person who never had children, we had a few cases. We had Mishlo Lebanim, Asi Ishvar Yalda, or Oida Shivcha Vestachar, Evacham Vestagayra. So one of the cases is Oyv Chavim and Gaira. Now, who did she have a child from? Someone who never had children? So then what does it have to do with her being a Gaita? Even if she's a Jew and had a child already, it will be V'chol and Achla. What's the special case?
It's another case. The
Mishnah
already said that case. That she
didn't have. I know, so yeah, but what's the Sofas Chiddush of this case? Like, what's special about bringing a Ger? It sounds like something special about bringing a Ger. There's something special here about bringing a Ger. What's special about bringing a Ger? So you're going to say like this, you know what special is? That even though she was a goita when she had a baby, it's still called Paterechem. Okay, maybe anything more than I say that. But who did the chiddush pass Paterechem to do with the biyido or goy? But grab the Mishnah has Mandiyama. Yeah, let's see in a second. If you remember the Mishnah, I don't know if you learned the Mishnah, you'll see that there is a Mandiyama holds, it has to be Paterechem. So we'll see. So, but that's the more saying that what's exactly the chiddush? Either means Shal Shalibon, and my ear is Shivcha, Phil Vach Shonami. So what's the chiddush? Allah must be that this Goito was married to another goy. Alav Meger, Shohele Bonim is Gayer, and that's the Chiddush, Victoni Bechor Lenachlo. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. It's a raya to Rishlokas, right? It's a raya of Rishlokas. So the Gemara. So that, everyone got that? Everyone's clear? That we're saying, what's the Chiddush? Must be that he was married to another goy, and now they had a child. After they both became Gayerim, they now had a child, and was saying now that it is a kul of Bechor LeNachla. It's a raya to Rishlokas. But no, it was from Yisrael. What's the special case? What's the special chiddush in this case? Lo yilo mi Yisrael. Shalom lebanim. Ve'ena bechor lekayin etzricha leh. Chiddush is not bechor lekayin. Why? Lafuki mid Rav Yosi Aglili. The Omar bechor LeNachla v'lekayin. He says in such a case where she was a goita when she had a baby, then it's a b'chol l'nachla v'l'koyin, she named a peter rechem bi Yisrael, at sheyiftu rechem bi Yisrael, and kamash lo n'mishto d'loy, not like a reisa aglili. So coming out of other cases, he had a baby from the Yisrael. The chiddush is that even though she had her baby when she was a goy, it's still called peter rechem already, and the next child won't be a b'chol l'koyin. Toss him out. Try one more right over here. Hoy le'bon v'yosef v'chavim. If he had, it's a bryce over here. Hoy le'bon v'yosef v'chavim. He had children while he was a guy. First of Brisa, he had children while he was a guy. When this guy here became a ger, yes, loy bechor l'nachla. Oh, it's a kasha on Rosh Lakish, on Rav Yechanan. It says yes, loy bechor l'nachla. It's a kasha on Rav Yechanan. Om Rav Yehuda v'teim Rav Acha ha vader b'yisrael glili. He was going to b'yisrael glili. Dom a pet rechem b'yisrael ashiv teruchah b'yisrael. Going to b'yisrael glili holds that a pet rechem even by Isha is only while she's Israel. The Yalith Iu Mineidi Day. And we learn out Mineodida. We learn out him from her. Just like by Pet the Rechem, Allah is a ghost boss of Yisraelim. Same thing by Nachla also, we're going to count only from when you turn to Israel. That's when you start Bechor LeNachla. Racist Aina. We learn out one from another, and therefore this Brisa is going to do Shaglili, and Yechon will hold like a Tanakama. So So like upon him, at the end of the day, we didn't slug up any other man. The Amrim, if a ger who has a child before he became a ger, is that going to stir his bechor legabe nachla?
Is Shadr basically
like Rishlakish? No, he is a pasuk.
But he always
supposed to
be a woman.
What? Right, so you learn out. You learn out the man from the woman. You learn out. It's a limud. It's not mam so slaka. So it's a svara. It could be slaka could say, I'm going to be segulia. I'm saying the svara is al skosh no dam. Yeah, it could be. But he started with a pasuk. Basically, in the Mishnah, that's in the pasuk. It says, Petah Rechem b'Yisrael. It says, Lashon in the pasuk, Kashi Kabachar, Petah Korechem b'Vnei Yisrael. So tomorrow, Vaita, new Gemara. Omar v'Ado bar Ahava. Leviah, a Leviah. If anyone's wife here is Leviah, Leviah she yolda bena. A Leviah who has a son, potter mehei slotim. There's no chiv of pidyon haben. Something more. The ibn miman. Who was she married to? Yilim the kohen v'levi. If she's married to kohen v'levi, marry a Leviah. Phil Yisrael is nami because that's the kohen v'levi potter from pidyon haben. They're potter pidyon haben. Ela ibn Yisrael. So then what's pshat? Why for Leviah? Since when do you go back to the mother? Why in the world is the pshat that if the wife is a Leviah and the husband is Israelis, you're part of Pidyon HaBen. Israel, you're part of Pidyon HaBen. What's that? So Gemara says they have two pshatim as an Afmila Alach and two pshatim. Gemara says two pshatim in Rav Ada Bahava. We pass like Rav Ada Bahava. Therefore it's very negated two pshatim in Rav Ada Bahava. So the question is, why a Leviah is potter? What's the case? Married from Yisrael? Why is that? Amra Papa, no, special case. The Iber Ma'ovet Kechavim. You're right. If a Leviah is married to Yisrael according to our Papa, you have to have Pidyon HaBen. The case is that this Leviah was married to a Goy. Well, he's not married. He had a baby from a Goy. And so the Chiddush is that the Goy, since the Goy has no Yichus, the Yichus goes Basa the Isha, and therefore she's a Leviah. And the Gemara says, "Vloid tema elibud van dama im zamas avlad." And not only according to van dama, who says the blood is not a mamzer, and that the guy has no effect on the child. A fill of van dama zamas avlad. Even according to van dama, holds that it is a mamzer, and it means that the guy does have a effect on the child, and maybe that should be called the yichus of a guy. It's still a levi possible mikri. Why is it still a levi possible? Because the ikker yichus is the mother. Just the father just puts psul into it. It's called levi possible mikri, and still the halacha will be is that's potter from pidyon haben. So it comes to kovir adav a specific case where Leviah married a guy, had a baby from a guy.
If a guy has a child with a Yisrael.
Right. Israelis. Israelis, yeah.
Pidyon
haben.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only here at Leviah will be potter. Only at Leviah it's potter. What? What? Yeah, no, so there's always a chiv of the father, yeah, but there's a din pidyon haben. It could be there's a din pidyon haben on it. There's a din petarachim. Who's going to be chayv the money? Maybe no one to be tevei the money. It's a gala shayla that if there's no father around, then it could be the kid's chayv. It's telling totally, we'll see the one on base about that. We'll see the Gemara Beis about it, that it could be he could tie in it, that he didn't have. We'll see the Gemara Beis talk about your case, but Be'etzem, there's a Petarachim here. It could be there's a Dvar, there's no Tviya of Mammon because there's no father. We'll see the Gemara Beis about that. So one pshat is that the Leviya married the girl. It's the case of Adav Ahav. Mari Yosef says no. Almost made the role. Lo'ilam Dibim Yisrael. Ah, he said, L'mishpachosim Vesav Vesav. Shani Osam Damakra, Petarachim. It's by Bechor is telling the Petarachim, telling the Isha and the mother. Petarachim tell Rachmana. And since she's a Leviah, you go boss to her. So it comes out, it's a big nafmil alacha. According to Rav Papa, Rav Adav is hopefully not negay anyone, you know? It's not negay. But according to Marvar Reves, it's very easily negay. You marry a Levi, then you part from Pidyon HaBen. So let's see the Gemara, what brings rise to Hunu. Tanan. Someone who had children already, he had children, he married Isha that didn't have children. Here's the example where there will be Bechor LeKoyin and not Bechor LeNachla, right? Or Nisgaira Muberes, Nishtachra Muberes, she became a Jew while she was Muberes, or was Nishtachra while she was Muberes, and then she had a baby. So that also, the case is the baby is Chayiv and Bechor because of Petarechem. But there's no Yerusha there because it's Hirasha Shiloi BeKedusha. These are all things in the Mishnah. Vayta, the Mishnah says a case where babies got mixed up. The Yolda, Hivi Kehenes, or Hivi Leviah, or Hivi Shvar Yolda. Another three cases where Yechayiv and Bechar LeKoyim, a potter, but won't be Nachla, is if the one person had a child with a kahanes, Israelis with a kahanes, Israelis with a leviah, or Israelis with a isha that had a baby ready. So there, one of those babies is shoch, and the babies got mixed up. One of those babies is shoch chayv v'chol l'kayin. But for, when it comes to nachla, there's a moitz mechir al rai. Everyone can say, "What do you mean? You're the bechor, I'm bechor." So you don't have to give at all bechor the nachla. That's the Mishnah said. And one more case, v'chem misha lo yishah sa achrei baila gimachadashim, that someone who got married at havchana, that means she was married to Reuven, and Reuven divorced her, and she married Shimon right away, and she had a baby. And we're not sure if it belongs to the first husband or second husband. Nisus v'yaldvein do and ben tesarisha, and if it's 9 months to the first one, and ben zayin le'achron. All these cases, around seven cases, bechar le'kayin, ve'enoi bechar le'nachla. They all are bechar le'kayin, and not bechar le'nachla. So what does it say? It's mashma over here, that there's a chiddush here, where he got married, got mixed up with a kahenes' child and a levia's child. So it's the chiddush is that even though it should be potter from bechar, one of them is potter from bechar, still yechayev, because one of them at least is chayev bechar. Mechlal, the kuna of a levia, peturim. It's klar in the Mishnah. This is an example of heva kahenes. So heva levia, it's klar, they are examples of isha who's potter from pidyon haben. The Ibn Man, who would they have the baby from? This Kahuna Levia. Ilem the Ibn Mekayim Levi. Then the Yochim Ayir Kahanis Levia. Phil Baschel Nami. It's nothing to do with Kahanis Levia. Then it was coming from Mekayim Levi anyway. Your potter. Ella the Ibn Mekayim. So it must be if you're our papa, it has to be was married to a guy. So then what's going on there? Kahanis Petura is the Kahanis Haka Potter from Pidyon Haben. Bomra Papa Badaklon Rava. Rabba asked us. Rabbi asked us, it gives to Rabbi also, the guy asked us, Kehenes shes Abram o'evichav ma'ho. What's the halacha of a Kehenes? Is it Abram o'evichav? Yechayiv v'bichar ma'ho. V'aminu lehu. Lav hain d'rad v'ahava. Isn't that Rad v'ahava? The Omer Elohai is Yod v'b'noh, part Levi is Yod v'b'noh, part v'cham v'shlom. V'amalin, he said back to us, the Rebbe said back to us, no, hachi ashto. Bisham Leviya, even when she marries a guy, v'kdushasa kaime, she still has a kedusha, the time, went to the b'raisa. Leviya she nishpis, or she nivela bilos dos. If she has bilos nos no islam and a maisa v'chel, she still eats maisa rishon, which is goes to a levi. But al kahenes, given the baal la havezara, if she's baal to a guy, she's possibly disqualified from eating truma. She's not a kahenes anymore. She can't marry a kohen. She's disqualified from eating truma. So therefore, he said no. By her, there will be chayav pidyon haben. It's like a good riddle. How is kahenes chayav pidyon haben? If a kahenes marries a guy, he's chayav pidyon haben. It's worse than a leviya. So the kasha is that what's the case in this mishnah of Levi and Kehenes that are potter? If he married a kohen Levi, it's the same thing. Even the Israelis would be like that. Selmai married a guy. If he married a guy, then what's the kasha? Kehenes takar chay. So honich lemarbrei drav Yosef shmei derava adam even in Israel that even when you marry Israel, Levi is potter mukula with Israel. Or a papa my mukula. What's the case? Can't be a guy. So tomorrow la'olam even a kohen. V'hi Bas Yisrael. You know what the case is? It was Taka Ibn Mekayin, and she's a Bas Yisrael. Why are you calling Kehenes? My Karli Kehenes, the B'na Kayin. We're calling her Kehenes Gufa because her son is a Kayin. Not because she was a Kehenes. So it comes out we saved her papa, we saved the day, we answered the rights of our papa. But L'mayis, Halacha L'mayis, we're passing like Mar Berei Rav Yosef, and therefore, if someone marries a Leviya, they Taka Potter from Pidyon Haben. And we don't dafka need to marry to a guy. Even in regular Yisrael, married to Leviya, Halacha is a Potter from Pidyon Haben.